All right. Hey, this is Ricky, and I have the pleasure of having Cecil Holden. He's a world-renowned rhythm and blues artist. He is very known in the Phoenix, Arizona area, but he's also known nationally. The man's been putting out songs for decades, and this guy represents a time that they're slipping away, and I'm so I'm just ecstatic to be able to have this guy in my company and get to learn about the history of blues and rap and gospel. This gentleman is fantastic. What's going to happen today is actually Cecil's going to share with us some projects he's working on, and we're going to get an exclusive. We're actually going to get it first. Cecil, you there?
Yes, I am here. And just let me say thanks for, you know, giving me a call so we can talk about the history of music. Actually, the history of soul music, I do a program which is a show. And, you know, music has a lot of genres. But I want to go back to the beginning. You know, when I was a kid, a little shorty, I used to stutter very badly. And so I was trying to figure out in my family, how can we straighten out his speech? So I began to take speech and therapy and vocabulary, and I got into poetry. So I started talking poetry and singing songs, and gradually, to make a long story short, it delivered me, cleared up my speech so that I was able to speak clearly without stuttering. Now, what I was doing actually then, and I look at today, I was actually doing rap way back then. I'm talking about way back in the 60s when I was doing, this is before rap music and hip, this is even before that came out, I was able to do some rapping. And so rap really has a history. It didn't just start in this day and age, you know, Ricky, like people think. People been rapping for years. I remember in school I would read books. There was a book I read called The Book of Negro Folklore. It had a lot of poems in it. It had poems about Shine and had poems about the signifying monkey and all this. And there was an old artist guy named Oscar Brown Jr. I heard him rapping to a song, and everybody thought back, this was back in the 60s, everybody thought that was ridiculous. But now I realize that it wasn't. I also was rapping then. So to make a long story short, a person said, man, you got a rap record on one of your CDs, I think Outbreak or something. Got some kind of albums, got a woman's, you know, behind on it and all that. But anyway, so there's a song called Homeboy Is Here, okay? And I'm going to give you an example of how I was spitting some rap way back then, okay? You want to hear it?
Oh, I definitely want to hear it. Bring it, man, bring it.
Bring it on, okay. It goes like this. And, you know, let me just clear this up first. You know, I have homeboy music, and so this rap is about homeboy. They do call me Cecil Homeboy Holden or Cecil Homeboy Lied, whatever you want to call me. But anyway, it goes like this. My name is Homeboy. I got style and grace. When it comes to love, I got the best of taste. All the people in the world, they know my name because it ain't no shame up in my game. My rap is strong and my words are right. And when we're together, it's such a sweet delight. Though your heart's been broken many times before, you can bet this time that I'll be for sure. And I'll be right there when you feel the need because I'm much too proud just to beg and plead. I got a good reputation that I must uphold. And my name is worth its weight and gold. I'm your knight in shining armor in your wildest dreams. All the ladies hold me to the highest esteem. You can shake it to the east. You can shake it to the west. Homeboy is the one who's going to love you the best. Oh, and they start laughing and joking. And I said, wait a minute. One more thing. When you see me walking down the street, I'm the kind of guy that you want to be. I said, hey, Fox lady, you want to spend some time. It might make you, it might take me a while, but I'll make you mine. It used to be a player, and you know it's true. But this time, I only have eyes for you because step by step, you had a lover's walk. Word by word, I love the way you talk. Homeboy's got to hold his reputation, so don't give me none of that degradation. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip. I can take your body on a pleasure trip. I can rock your mind right from the start. I can pass the test, because you know I'm smart. You can take it to the east, and you can shake it to the west. Homeboy's the one who's going to love you the best. Oh, man, when I come up like that, I tell you, people started laughing. They rolled, and they said, did you really make that? Yes, I did. I did make that up, okay? I have a another few raps, but I'm not going to talk to you anymore right now about that because, tell you, I get excited just thinking about how I was blessed to be able to create. My creativity is a spirit. And what I give to the people, I give them inspiration. And that's all I was trying to do. And when I give people inspiration, I get inspired myself, you know? So you see how that works?
Look here, man. I am so pleased to be part of this project that you have no idea right now. Listen, folks, you're listening to Cecil Holden. This is a, and I mean this, internationally known artist. His music is actually being distributed in the United Kingdom, over in the European theater. He is sought after. People hears his music. They realize the unique, distinct music that he provides, and they want to put that in their library. They want to put him in their playlist. So you're going to be hearing more from us. We are right now working on collecting the stories of artists that Cecil's worked with over the decades and actually putting them into our musical archive. You'll be hearing more about that, and you'll have an opportunity to share the stories these guys are telling about things you will not hear about again. Once these stories are told, if they didn't get told, you'd never know about it. So this is powerful. We have a powerful project, and you'll hear about people and background stories of some of the artists a lot of us grew up with and a lot of us heard about. But we didn't get this inside story because there's more to getting the record done than the part we heard. We just heard the finished product. We heard the record on vinyl. We heard it on CD. We didn't hear the background story. So anyway, Cecil, I appreciate you, man. And look, do you have a final word before we get off this particular call?
Well, the final word probably would be to those that are out there, believe in yourself, okay? And when you believe in yourself, react within yourself. And you know what? Be inspired positively, okay? That way, when you start to communicate, you can make a difference. And that's the point. We're all in this world to do something. But whatever you do, you need to do it while the blood is still running warm through your veins, okay? And it's been a long time, but guess what? We're still going to move forward, and we're still going to go further. We're still going forward as we speak. And, man, just thank you for just being involved. And let me just say this finally, the best is yet to come.
Super. Hey, listen, folks, stay tuned. Stay plugged in. We'll keep you updated. And until we speak of me, have fantastic days.
Peace out.